They've also been singing this week in New York. New Yorkers have responded to the week's tragedy in various ways, giving blood, donating clothing and food, volunteering for different service organizations. Last night, several dozen New Yorkers gathered together to raise their voices in song. Jeff London reports.
On an average Thursday night, the plaza of Lincoln Center is a swirl of activity as thousands of patrons fill its several theaters. Last night, those theaters were dark, as they have been since Tuesday. But a group of 70 singers from amateur choruses all over New York met in front of the fountain. They were brought together by choral singer David Easer.
We were scheduled to have our first rehearsal on Wednesday night, which had to be canceled because the area where we rehearsed was closed down entirely for the day, which is of course sensible. But as I found that out and started to think about what I wanted, I more and more came to the conclusion that I really wanted to be with people and to sing, and I started sending emails to the various New York City choruses and to friends in the music press who were able to send it on to the Opera America list and to the American Symphony Orchestra League list, and just calling people to come and be at Lincoln Center tonight and sing.
My name is Eliza Tweedy. I came here tonight because one of the members of the chorus I'm in sent out a mass email, suggested it would be a great idea, and it just seems to me that there's no better way to bring New York together than through music. And it's a wonderful show of solidarity on the part of the choruses in this city, and it's a non-violent, non-angry way of showing that New York goes on, no matter what.
The chorus moved from the plaza out onto Columbus Avenue, where a crowd gathered. One of the onlookers was Mark Kimbrough, a fireman who came all the way from Georgetown, Maine, to help in the rescue efforts.
People have been great, I can't tell you. I mean, the feed and the support, I mean, I ended up having a bag missing somewhere, and, you know, I've gotten T-shirts and stuff to replace stuff. People have been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We all appreciate it.
And as the audience grew, so did the ranks of the chorus.
My name is Evan Greenfield. I was just at the Lincoln Center, and I saw the group forming, and I just felt pulled to come out and just sing with them. Just a beautiful beautiful experience to be involved in, and a strong testament to everything that's going on over the past couple days. It just really makes you feel that, you know, life is going to go on and life's going to be that much better. The ability of these people to come together is just certainly unbelievable, and it really touches you in many different places that you never thought you can be touched before. It's quite beautiful.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.